Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, John Holland.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Happy Monday, Monday, Monday. And if you're on the East Coast, I know, we're getting ready for another one. What do I mean by that? Yeah, more snow is coming. But you know what? When days are like this, and I know there's a blizzard coming, it's going to be a nor'easter and a blizzard down in Boston. But what did I do yesterday? Bought myself some sunflowers. Yep, if I'm going to have all that snow around my ass, then I am going to have some sunflowers, looking at, knowing that, you know, that the colors are coming in spring too. Yeah, so anyway, just wanted to welcome you here to Spirit Connections. And as you know, I am your host, John Holland, and this is the show where I push your consciousness, help you to explore your own inner guidance, and help to confirm we are so much more than these physical beings. We are, and always will be, spiritual beings with unlimited potential. Taking your calls today, I have a great guest, a great colleague of mine and friend, Laura Wooster. Yeah, and she's an amazing intuitive psychic and a medium. And we're all psychic, everyone. We really, really are. You know this, okay? We are. Some people say, oh, I'm not psychic. We're all born intuitive with that intuitive sense. Yeah, we really are. Everyone is, like I said, everyone is born with psychic abilities. But a lot of people, do you know how to tap into this awareness? Do you know even what to look for? And many of you who listen to the show, you may just be listening or participate or hope to get through on the lines. But have you thought, you know what? I'd like to be a little more intuitive. Or how do I be more intuitive? Can I be more intuitive? This is the show for you. Laura is an amazing teacher. Okay, she really is. She teaches psychic ability. She's a medium. I've seen her work. I encourage you to look at her website, laurawooster.com. Or, like I'm supposed to say it, Wooster. Okay, that's Laura, LauraWooster. Laura Wooster. Yeah, .com. Look at the classes, and we're taking your calls. So if you, the calls, guys, that I'm looking for today, it's almost like psychic tarot hour, but we're not using the tarot unless Laura is at her end. But the questions that I'm looking for, all right, do you need a little guidance, work, career, relationship, guidance on, okay? That's a good way to phrase it. When you call in, if you say to Sharon, I'd like a little guidance on this, okay? The more specific the question, the more specific the answer. But also, no worries, everyone, okay? This is Spirit Connections Radio Show here on Hay House Radio. There will be Spirit Connections happening also today. If you have a loved one who has passed, you want to hear from them, hopefully Laura can get that link for you. So if you got a question, an intuitive question, or if you lost someone and you would love a connection, then please call 866-254-1579. Once again, let me say this. Been saying it for 13 years. 866-254-1579. And international listeners, dial the U.S. country code and then 760-918-4300. Once again, 760-918-4300. And as many of you know, I try to have the best guest on here because I do say here in the beginning of the show where I push your consciousness. I try to have good guests that I've seen work, guests that I know their work, guests that I know are helping people, that, you know, help people with the struggles in their life or a loss or a bereavement. And Laura's one of those people too. Very, very kind heart. Really, really is. She's new to the show, first time in 13 years. And I said, Laura, you need to come on. You need to come on to my show. And she's like, oh, no. I'm Laura, you're coming on my show. Show the audience. I want to share you with my audience. And once again, guys, Laura Wooster, and she's intuitive and a medium. Please go to Laura Wooster. That's Laura, W-O-O-S-T-E-R. You'll see she's been following me for quite a long time. You know, my work, and you know, she says I've been a great inspiration for her also. If I've done that, then I'm doing my job right. You can also, if you're listening, you say, why does that name sound familiar? Well, she might have done a reading for you, or you might have seen her at Circles of Wisdom, my favorite metaphysical bookstore in Andover, Massachusetts. And that's where she does readings sometimes. She does them in her office in North Andover over the phone. So go there, guys. And while Sharon is taking all the calls here, full board is going to be in a second, I'm sure, coming in here. But I'm going to get it right on here, guys, because you know how fast the hour goes here on Spirit Connections. Okay. All right. Let me just bring her right on here. Hey, Laura, welcome to the show for the very first time. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
It's okay. It's okay. So it's okay, Laura. So for the audience who aren't familiar with your work, how did your spiritual light get turned on? Were you like me? Were you born this way? Were you, what got you Well, tell me a little bit about your path. What brought you to this work?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll keep it as short and concise as possible.
Okay.
When I was young, like a lot of kids are, when I was young, I was very sensitive. I could feel things. I could sense energy around me.
Sure.
I would have what I would call, I guess, visions or whatever of things that would happen the next day. And I just knew things. I knew what I was going to get for Christmas. Nobody could surprise me. You know, it was all those things. So, but that was when I was younger. And I used to hear a lot of things in my home. And I started to realize I was different when I realized everybody else in the family couldn't see or hear what I was seeing and hearing. And so
Absolutely.
I just started sort of blocking it. But fast forward, you know, I've always kind of dealt a little bit with some anxiety and a lot of ways. And so around the time, I would say when it really came to a point of change was around 2003, 2004. I had young children, and I was dealing with the anxiety, but I was also, and I'll tell everybody, I'm always an open book. I'll share this with everybody because I feel like it'll help somebody, and this is the reason why I'm sharing this.
Sure.
So, you know, around 2003, 2004, I was dealing with the anxiety, and I was also dealing with depression. And so I wanted to find a way to deal with that without medication. I know, I understand medication helps, and it did help me for some time, but I really wanted to find an alternative way to deal with that. So I started meditating. And so for several months, I was meditating for 20 minutes a day with a guided
mm-hmm.
meditation.
Sure.
And as you and I both know, that's a great way to open up your intuitive side. And unwittingly, that's what happened. One day in 2004, all of a sudden, it was like a light turned on, and I connected with somebody in spirit. And I didn't know what was happening at the moment that it happened, but it did rock my world in such a way that in a moment, everything changed for me. And so it led me on a journey to start looking for more information. And soon, you know, just a few months later, Hay House Radio came on, and I through a web search, I found your show. And so I've been listening since day one. I consider you my first teacher and my best teacher. And I was, I'm so, and I know you don't like people gushing over you, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Oh, go on then.
But I'm going to speak for a lot of student mediums, but you are one of the most grounded mediums, and you keep our feet on the ground, but you also inspire us in ways that you'll never probably ever know. So I just wanted to tell that to you because you've really been my biggest teacher in so many ways, and well, I have so much appreciation for you.
Let's go with Andrea.
Andrea?
We got caller number two in Los Angeles.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yep. Hey, Andrea.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thank you
oh,
so much
God,
for
good energy.
My car.
Yes.
God, I love good energy. Say hi to Laura Wooster, Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Laura. I love
hi, Andrea.
Listening. I learned so much just listening to you just now, both of you.
Awesome.
I have a question for you. So I've always been, I'm not gifted like you guys are, although from what I gather, we have that
All
potential
are, yes.
to,
yeah,
develop, yes. to develop that. But I'm wondering how I can maybe develop this a little bit more in order to be able to communicate with my mom who passed. She had dementia for 10 years, and I wasn't with her when she passed. I feel a lot of guilt, and I miss her so much, and I try to communicate. I try to talk to her every day, but
okay, we got it.
Around me,
we got it.
You know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, John has great advice about that in his new book. So I was going to say Bridging Through Realms has a lot of advice about that. But, you know, you probably already are communicating with her. It's just because you need to learn the new language. Okay.
Right.
So it's like if suddenly someone in your family suddenly couldn't hear anymore, you'd learn sign language to communicate with them. So that basically that's what you're trying to do now. And you have to remember, let go of hearing. It's not like hearing people hear. It's a whole new language. It's a language of symbols, a language of even feelings, synchronicities, and things like that. So I'm sure you've already been experiencing some of that. You might just be questioning it. So when were the times when you thought you might have had some connection with your mother, but you weren't sure about it? Can you give an example?
Well, I often see butterflies in strange places, and I kind of always feel like that is her, you know? And I sometimes it's when I'm distressed, and I'll see a butterfly in a random place,
sure.
you know?
Yes. Yeah, and all you have to say, just like we told our last caller, just say, if that was you, Mom, thank you.
And do it again. And do it again.
Do it again. And look for them in the most unusual places, too. They'll come up all over the place.
Right. And Andrea, don't feel bad, Andrea. Sometimes the soul, the spirit, they will leave. Sometimes they prefer people around. Other times you could have you could have seven people surrounding their bed. And the minute everyone goes out to get lunch, the person decides to go. That was their exit. That was the time they said, okay, I don't want to put my family through this. And Andrea, they don't hold any judgment. They don't hold anything against you because you weren't there. Trust me. Yeah. Don't, you know, trust me with that too. And isn't, we're in March. Why is last month significant, Andrea?
Why is February?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Well, she's making me aware, and Laura can hop in anytime she wants with this here too, because I don't want to take over the whole thing here too. Are you wearing the heart necklace?
I'm wearing a diamond necklace. That was her diamond.
Okay, but you're wearing it. Where is it? It's around your neck.
It's around my throat. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, well, that's where the neck is. she's putting here. There's something about the heart connection that usually means to me Valentine's Day, or it means to me February, the month of February. Yeah. Okay. But she's making me aware she's wearing it. So either that's her favorite. I'm not going to make a heart into a diamond necklace, but I know that it's obviously from her heart. Given, you know, you got that. Wait a second. Didn't you get the necklace before she passed?
I did.
Yeah, because she just said, this is your mother with her sense of humor. She's a hot... I got to watch my mouth. She's making me a wish. She's saying to me here, no, she got the necklace before I came here, correct?
Well, yeah. Actually, it was a necklace that my dad had given her as a gift. And I think that maybe it was one of, you know, those makeup gifts that sometimes husbands give their wives when they've been naughty.
Yes,
but, I just changed the setting to make it a little bit more contemporary, and I'm scared to wear it sometimes because it's kind of a big diamond, and it's not flashy, but it's, you know, kind of big.
Right. So you want to do you want to get it insured and everything, yeah?
Right. Yes, I should do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Laura, I don't know if you want to continue her, because she's also, where's your sister living, Andrea?
I have one in Tennessee and one in Brooklyn.
She wants to acknowledge the girls. No disrespect if you have a boy. So I think it's because I'm a guy. They get that easier. She's making me aware you're not her only one. Okay? She's making me aware that please acknowledge my girls, my girls, my girls. And she's also making me aware of here too, though, Andrea. She's been gone for a little while now, Andrea, please.
Maybe three years.
Go ahead, Laura.
Sorry. So, Andrea, I understand you said she had Alzheimer's for 10 years. Is that what you said originally?
Yes.
She obviously she would care.
Yeah, dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, some sort of, and it kind of runs in our family, and it's a little scary for my sisters and I.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, very sad to, you know, because it's that long, long goodbye, and as they leave you, you know, and she lost her vocal ability, but she always kept her spark and her charm and music would lighten her.
And you know what I wanted to say was, because I was feeling that around her, that even though she wasn't fully in her mind during that time that she was still here, she wanted to, I have to say, I'm interpreting this correctly, but she has to thank you for making sure she still had a view, like the window, making sure she was near the window. You understand that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
So she wanted to thank you for, because even though she may not have been fully in mind, she wanted to thank you for being so... mindful of making sure she still had a view, okay?
Yeah, my sisters and I made her room really, when we first transitioned her to assisted living, we wanted to duplicate her apartment in a way and make sure she had a beautiful window.
Yes.
She could see the grass and the trees,
Yes, and she's also saying, too, thank you for still doing my hair, too. So she's, like, very particular about her hair. Like, she wanted to make sure it was just right. So I don't know if you guys made sure her hair was perfect or you made sure that was kept up, but she wanted to thank you for that as well.
Yes, we made sure she, you know, especially my little sister took her to get hairdos and manicures, and maybe even for her funeral service, I think that we wanted her hair to look really pretty.
Yes, yeah, it looked, what she's showing me is very pretty and very beautiful, and she was very proud of it, actually. So just know that she's very much, and again, just like this other gentleman that came through earlier, there's a little bit of a playful energy with your mom as well. So I know that she really did enjoy the people around her. She enjoyed, she enjoyed connecting with everybody. And so, just even if you were there in the room, and maybe if she wasn't necessarily responding to you, just know she absolutely enjoyed having you girls around her. Okay, so that's what I'm feeling with her, and I just feel a lot of joy from her. So just know that, even though she may not have been able to express that fully in the 10 years that she was going through this, that she absolutely enjoyed the presence of the company that she had. Okay.
Absolutely.